This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
And we are back. We've just got 5 minutes left with Roger Stone, who's written the powerful two books for the election, The Clinton's War on Women, and Jeb and the Bush Crime Family. Very, very powerful, available at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds this operation, not just helps get the word out so folks understand what's happening. About the books and the 5 minutes we have left, sir, and then any other key points you didn't make or any other areas of research we can look into and anything else the listeners can do to make sure Donald Trump dominates these primaries and continues to lead.
Well, there's one very important thing going on right now. The various victims of Bill Clinton, those who were raped or attacked or assaulted, those women are getting organized, and I think a number of them are going to speak out this fall. One particular woman I want to talk about, very brave, very courageous, someone the Clintons have attempted to crush, Alex, and that is Kathleen Willey. Now, I know you had her on your show, and I'm grateful for that. She is struggling to hold on to her home, which is in foreclosure. The Clintons have put enormous economic pressure on her.
She wasn't even going public till they killed her cat and threatened to kill her kids.
Right, exactly. But in this particular case, they have discouraged employers. I believe that they are playing with her mortgage company. You can go to helpwilly.com right now.
Let's put it up.
Helpwilly, it's W-I-L-L-E-Y. Every dime we raise is going to pay off her mortgage so she can hit the road and start speaking out on Hillary and not worry about her cat and her home and her domicile.
And I tell you, I'm not mad at the listeners. They're great people, but we plugged this last time and had like $80 in it or something. Only $3,970, folks. She needs $93,000. We're in a political war. You got to spend your money in this fight in every way, putting up billboards, going on radio yourself, whatever it is. I'm not lecturing people. You've done a great job, but this is how we're going to beat them. Is because they're trying to take her house right now, and she said if she cannot be homeless, she'll be able to go out on the road against the Clintons. So let's put that website up again one more time for folks. And again, and pray for her, even if you don't have money, that's whatever's fine. It's a GoFundMe Willie Mortgage Trust Fund. And that's what
or
it comes down
to. Or short circuit this. Go right to helpwilly.com. Help Willie, W-I-L-E-E-Y. Now, the good news
is... By the way, we're going to tweet that. We're going to Facebook it right now. We haven't really done that yet, so we're going to do that right now. Go ahead, sir.
I appreciate it. We have raised a substantial amount of money. Trump is himself a contributor. I'm not ready to disclose what he has given. And many, many
other...
Okay,
so that GoFundMe is only one thing.
That is only one receptacle.
Okay, so the best place to go is, again...
HelpWillie.com. Willie spelled W-I-L-L-E-Y. HelpWillie.com. We'll take you right to one of our pages. We have numerous receptacles. We have raised substantially more than $3,970. We're haggling with the mortgage company even as we speak, and I am still hopeful that we can save Kathleen's home so she can go out on the road and take the fight right to the Clintons.
Well, you're certainly fighting hard. I got to say, I'm not just bragging or here trying to act like we're heroes, because we're not. We're just fighting this. But this is dangerous what I'm doing. It's dangerous what you're doing. It's about 50 times more dangerous for Donald Trump. I mean, I hope folks out there that haven't been involved in politics at this level understand this is not a game. We're fighting a mafia. We've got 60 seconds left, sir. Final comments.
Look, I think that the emphasis now needs to be on Nevada. If you have friends in Nevada, if you know people in Nevada, you have cousins or relatives in Nevada, get in touch with them. That is where the establishment is going to try to short-circuit Donald Trump. He's going to win in South Carolina. When George W. was in the state, they had to bus people in to fill out the crowd. The Bushes have worn out their welcome. Americans want another Bush like we want another Clinton, which is to say, not at all. This is the last best hope for American democracy. Donald Trump is a nationalist. He believes in American sovereignty. He would appoint justices to the Supreme Court that, Alex, you and I would be proud of. This fight is now, it is today, and victory is this close.
And that's why it's suspicious that Scalia died, and even more suspicious, they said that we're not supposed to ask questions.
indeed. Very, very suspicious. Look, perhaps it's entirely innocent.
Yes.
That's possible. I'd just like to know for sure. I'd like to see a full investigation, not a Warren Commission type investigation, and I'd like to see an autopsy. I think any clear-thinking, reasonable American see the wisdom of that position.
Roger Stone, Godspeed. Thank you so much, sir.
Alex, I'll see you.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Recent headline on the Drudge Report reads, Europe on the brink of new refugee swarm, which links back to a Washington Post article, spring could bring a fresh surge of refugees, but Europe isn't ready for them. Last week, February 10, 2016, George Soros wrote an opinion piece for the website ProjectSyndicate.com, flatly blaming Vladimir Putin for the refugee crisis across Europe. Soros wrote, Putin's current aim is to foster the EU's disintegration, and the best way to do so is flood the EU with Syrian refugees. Ironically enough, prior to this statement, Soros had been one of the most outspoken advocates for nations across Europe to help with the Middle East crisis by creating a stable plan for accepting refugees into their societies. Now let's review a few key statements leading up to Soros' remarks last week. In September of 2015, months before the Russian action against ISIS, Soros posted this article on ProjectSyndicate.com, Rebuilding the Asylum System. He actually says the EU needs a comprehensive plan to respond to the crisis, one that reasserts effective governance over the flows of asylum seekers so that they can take place in a safe, orderly way at a pace that reflects Europe's capacity to absorb them. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban responded to Soros' statement in October by accusing him of using the migrants as mere pawns for, quote, well-organized money movers, those thinking beyond nation-states, and leaders who have never been elected. Europe has been betrayed, Orban continued. If we don't stand up for it, the continent will no longer be for those citizens living here. Then in mid-November 2015, Putin launched his offensive against ISIS. It appears that Soros completely changed his position, blaming the refugee crisis entirely on the Russian military action, which of course makes no chronological sense. There certainly is a lot of finger-pointing over what appears to be who is at fault for carrying out the agenda to move a third-world refugee population into Europe to permanently alter European life as we know it. If we draw a line back to Count Richard Coudenhove Kalergi, known for being the founder of the first popular United Europe movement, the Pan-Europa movement, Kalergi called for a united Europe to counter a growing Russian threat. His vision was a United States of Europe, which would eventually expand into a complete world order and would be populated by a culturally homogenized people. Kalergi envisioned a world where migrant races would be integrated into Europe. Europe would therefore be populated by the man of the future, Kalergi wrote. The man of the future will be of mixed race. Today's races and classes will gradually disappear owing to the vanishing space, time, and prejudice. The Eurasian Negroid race of the future, similar in its appearance to the ancient Egyptians, will replace the diversity of peoples with the diversity of individuals. Interestingly enough, Soros remains a supporter and activist for the European Union. He recently warned that German austerity policies, which he originally pushed for, will be ultimately responsible for an EU failure. So as we see the refugee crisis escalate throughout Europe, we can also draw parallels from history, which present a clearer explanation for the present situation. Soros is simply carrying forward the progressive agenda of his forerunner. The plan for a united Europe has always included an agenda for what Kalergi described as the Eurasian Negroid race of the future. Many experts have already warned that the refugee crisis threatens to bring European culture to its knees if the situation is not brought under control soon. The end of some, however, represents the beginning of a new world order. As the winter ice thaws, will we see a new surge in the Kalergi plan? Or will the nation states of Europe begin to control their own borders? Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Hey, don't tell me that I'm a weirdo because I'm upset about this. I'm just sick of dishonorable trash.
Supreme Cobra Commander!
You're failures! You think I'd sell my family out like you, dirtbag?
All right, folks, we ran that little piece from last night's Nightly News that Rob Jacobson and Rob Dew put together, and it had one of the ads from the Nightly News on the back of it, and that we didn't run that on purpose. That just reminded me how important it is to filter your water, and that we have 10% off on the water filtration systems that are already the lowest prices, super high-quality gravity-fed systems, three different great brands. Some are better at taking out certain things than others, but really I think they're all pretty much equal. Whether it's the Pro One systems or the Alexa Pure, and of course the whole Pro One systems from Pro Pure now have the new amazing fast flow shower filter system that has four different stages in it. Simply amazing, a real innovation. We have the Life Straw and so much more available at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase also funds this operation. We had former Donald Trump campaign manager and 40-year friend, and, of course, one of his chief advisors, Roger Stone, on earlier, just dropping bombshell after bombshell. He said that Donald would want to audit the Federal Reserve, a question I forgot to ask him. Next time he's on, I will ask it. And he went in to say that, yes, Donald Trump is in a lot of danger. And he went on to just talk about so many amazing things. And he said Scalia, without doing the investigation with the mysterious death, could be a coup d'etat. Pretty big interview in the last hour. Now, we're going to briefly pop in with Richard Reeves, who has been filing a lot of really important reports and investigating how they're trying to steal delegates, not just in New Hampshire or other areas, but ahead into Nevada. And, of course, the situation with South Carolina, that's all coming up Saturday night. Peter Schiff on the melting down world economy and the Chinese government trying to buy the stock exchange here in the U.S., the Mercantile in Chicago. He's going to be popping in as well. And then we've got Dr. Group popping in briefly on a bunch of health news. And then Kit Daniels, Biggs, Wayne Madsen in studio, David Knight, all of them. In the fourth hour, back from their in-depth investigation, confrontations, you name it, going into judges' chambers, droning the property, just amazing. Speaking of drones, I've got news on that. Today's the day it starts that even a two-pound drone, or is it half-pound drone? I had the New York Times this morning. I didn't see it in my stack, though. You guys give me that. No, it's a half-pound drone. The littlest ones at the store that your kid gets that fly 10 feet in the air are, you know, half a pound. Federal crime if you don't register them. And then once they're registered, they admit they're going to ban you flying them. And now they're wanting to ban gas-powered planes. I was flying when I was a kid. So they use a few bad people flying drones around, you know, and crashing them at the White House, little toys, to take all of our rights. That's another big example. No, you prosecute that person. But anyways, the high-dollar drones we've been buying are like $3,000-$4,000. You know, not super expensive. You can get $20,000 ones. That we've been getting great shots and great investigations with, they already have geolocation in them where they won't even get near the Capitol. Like, I want to take the drones out and show people. They've got geolocation in their chips and with your cell phone that controls them or with the controller. We have three different drones where it will not go into certain areas. And so that's another example of smart cars and smart tech in the future, total control. They just put another program in and you can't drive your car. I mean, think of the level of control this technocracy brings. And all the new cars coming out already have the, quote, smart car stuff in them that, quote, stops you before you rear end somebody or takes control. This is the beginning of the AI takeover, and it's a very, very serious situation. So a ton of big news coming up. For the latest from South Carolina, Richard Reeves. By the way, I like the Peter Prince haircut, the Blackwater haircut. You look sharp, Richard. I like that. You're there with a big old cannon in the background. You got an aircraft carrier there in the background. Looks like 4th of July or something. What has developed since we checked in with you yesterday?
Well, Alex, more has developed than we have time to even talk about. We are here at Patriots Point. Right behind me is the USS Yorktown. And the main difference between that ship that is now a museum and the GOP establishment is that it sits upright and it's afloat, because the GOP establishment is in big trouble, buddy. And it's good news for us, because one thing that Roger Stone didn't get to mention, because he didn't know about it, because I know the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about it, is because Marco Rubio pulled another big giant absentee showing last night. They had in Greenville, South Carolina, they had a three-candidate event with Marco Rubio scheduled, with Ted Cruz and Ben Carson. 5,000 ardent conservatives showed up, and Marco Rubio wimped out. He was afraid. It was too much Ted Cruz in the crowd. He's backed out of that event, and we know he did, because what happened was, is Matt, my cameraman, and I, we were at a Rubio event earlier in the day. Trey Gowdy, Tim Scott, Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina, and the governor of South Carolina, they were all tied at the hip with Marco Rubio all day long. Well, Tim Scott and Trey Gowdy for sure showed up at that event last night, and they were willing to be surrogates in Marco Rubio's place. And to the event of the credit, to the credit of the organizers of the event, they said no, because they had disallowed a surrogate for Jeb Bush days ago. They said, no, we're not having
surrogates. So the big angle is Rubio a no-show, chickens out of debate.
Yeah,
or I mean, the headline is Rubio peed his pants.
Well, that's right. You know, he's famous for being absent on Senate votes. Well, I tell you what, what's going to happen when he has a face down with Putin or some other important world leader? So let's not forget this, because
maybe
Alex,
he can
sit
on Putin's knee and ask for Christmas presents.
Unbelievable. So obviously, Alex, has this been reported in the national press in Austin at all?
No, I would get the data over to one of our writers and have them get a story out.
That's it. Well, I did. We uploaded a video earlier talking about it, and so that's posted now. But it's called Another Bonafide for Trump, Another Absence for Rubio. So, folks, watch that YouTube video on the Alex Jones channel.
Richard, we're going to break. What else are we learning? I mean, I see the polls are all over the place. Do you think it's accurate that Trump is still gaining more and more every day?
Well, thank you, Pope. Thank you, Pope. That's another thing. South Carolina Christians are pretty offended over the Pope's comments that Trump's not a Christian, because conservatives here, they want a wall, too. They want illegal immigration controlled. So they took it as a personal offense, Alex. So,
well, you know, it is. And look, Obama has arrested and audited Christians that say they don't like abortion, saying they have no free speech, but a foreign religious leader is here lecturing us.
Sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. We're here live, broadcasting worldwide on AM and FM stations, the internet, global shortwave, satellite, and more. TV satellite, that is. With the Washington Post and hundreds of other publications, I want to sound conservative, it's actually thousands in the last week, have this line that he's an internet-only host, as if that would be bad that I was successful and that the truth was successful, whether it was in a book or on the internet or in a play or, you know, what's informative is informative. And he has a red face. He had a spot on his forehead. They actually said that in Newsweek. And he said, watch out, there may not be an autopsy. And then there wasn't. He even questioned before it happened. Yeah, I smelled a rat. So they're there to invert reality and train people that if you're informed and right, that's weird. But to have this Pope, who I've investigated deeply, who they admit basically had a blackmail coup d'etat against the Vatican and took out Ratzinger, now he's in there and he's making his move, calling for world government, you name it, and then Hillary praises him and then attacks Bernie Sanders and gets booed. That's coming up. But yeah, Richard's seeing what I'm seeing, but he's in South Carolina following it exclusively. I'm following nationally, but it looks like he got a boost in the polls in his lead from this. So thank you, Pope, for lecturing us. But I was making the point as we went to break, Richard, they persecute the Christian church here in America across the board unless it's leftist. They don't give you 501c3 or they revoke it or they audit you if you say that you don't like abortion. Well, that's your free speech. But then it's okay for the Pope to get involved in our election, though, Richard Reeves.
No, absolutely. The irony is just unbelievable. The Pope came out yesterday and they had the little battle with Trump. And like I say, listening to people here on the ground, talking to people here on the ground, listening to the talk radio locally, the people were pretty offended. So that's just going to push more people into the Trump camp and the Cruz camp. Those are the big two now. I think that big mistake here in South Carolina last night by Marco Rubio not showing up, literally, I mean, they're saying he got stuck in traffic. We know that, hey, how does Trey Gowdy get there? How does Senator Tim Scott get there? How does Governor Nikki Haley get there to this event? And then all of a sudden Marco Rubio is not there somehow when we know they were tied at the hip all day. So we know that's not true. Supposedly he was at a Franklin's event. We got a helicopter coming in for a landing here at Patriots Point. But anyway, another piece of big news is out.
Let's aim that camera. Let's see that while you're talking. We want to see that helicopter.
We're going to show it to them. Show them the chopper coming in. It's a tourist chopper.
That's awesome.
Yeah, tourist.
Man, I tell you, that's like HD Skype right now. This is a really amazing radio/TV transmission. I can't believe how InfoWars has grown. And folks, I'm not bragging here on here. I'm just marveling at what you, the listeners, have built, spreading the word, your support. You are this operation. And I'm not just saying that to pat you on the head. I mean, you are it. Richard, I don't know if the listeners understand how important they are. You can't hear with the helicopter.
Ask me one more time there.
No, Richard, any other key points you want to make about South Carolina and what the numbers seem to be right now?
Well, I think that Trump, plus or minus 40%, going to be the winner. Cruz, second place somewhere. Marco Rubio, I think he might have been able to challenge Cruz. I think with last night's episode in what they call the upstate of South Carolina, I think that that's going to hurt him bad. I think literally we will be able to look at a South Carolina county by county precinct voter map and see the effect of Marco Rubio standing up that huge crowd last night. And the word in the upstate is going to be buzzing all around. Now, the other big news is we did see the establishment rallying their forces around Marco Rubio. The big endorsement by Nikki Haley, the governor, on Wednesday, was the real tip-off finally. I mean, there was other tip-offs. There was Senator Tim Scott endorsing Rubio. We had Trey Gowdy endorsing Rubio.
And he'd been rising up in polls until the endorsements, correct? So the kiss of death is the establishment endorsing you, right?
Well, you know, Nikki Haley endorsing him, it wasn't good for Rubio necessarily. It helped him a little bit, but I'll tell you who it was the kiss of death for. I can tell you exactly who it was. It was a kiss of death for Bush. It was the kiss of death for Jeb Bush. They were counting. They were praying and hoping and counting and doing their Hail Marys and counting their rosary, trying to get the endorsement of Nikki Haley for the Jeb camp, and it didn't happen. So ironically, in just complete irony, Nikki Haley might be the nail in the coffin for the Bush dynasty.
I agree with you. We got 1 minute left, Richard. I don't want to let you get back on the trail. So much is happening. What other tidbits do you have for us?
Well, we are working on that delegate story. As Roger said yesterday, or just earlier in the show, look out. The delegate strategy is in full play. We'll especially see it. Oh, and another thing. He talked about Nevada. Nevada is very important. InfoWarriors, you know, the Ron Paulers caused so much. They almost took over Nevada in 2012, Alex. They need to show up, because what happened is they couldn't even complete their convention in 2012 because the Ron Paulers were just like 48% or 51%. They were real close to being the majority, so the establishment just shut down the convention. And I don't even know what the outcome
That's
was.
That's right. And it's that hanky-panky that we've seen in the last two primaries we're going to be watching. And Richard Reeves is going to be there tonight, tomorrow, Sunday on the Sunday show, covering it all and reports at InfoWars.com. Godspeed, Richard. Great job. We'll be right back on the other side to look at the worldwide financial meltdown that is accelerating with Peter Schiff. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover us. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I could get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of brokerage firm owners and economists and people that go on CNBC or Fox Business on this show all day, but most of them are wrong about 80% of the time, because I do watch those shows, but it's just like amateurish compared to what people could be hearing. Now, Peter Schiff goes on a lot of those shows, and when he does, he's usually the odd man out. But when I have somebody on like a Harry Dent or a Peter Schiff or a Max Kaiser, you know, they're right like 80 to 90% of the time or more. And the media makes a huge deal out of it when they're wrong, you know, 5, 10% of the time on average, maybe every once in a while 10% wrong. Because I've really been following this. I read the financial papers. I track what's happening. Mainstream media doesn't want to tell you the truth in my experience. And it's rewarded fantasy land for so long that a lot of people, I think, are drinking their own Kool-Aid and really believe the Keynesian economics they push. I'm not saying Austrian economics is perfect. No model is, but it makes a lot more sense from what I've seen historically than what they're shoveling at us. So I got to say, one of the only things Schiff was quasi, I guess you could say wrong about, was he kept saying gold's going to go up, gold's going to go up probably, and it has now. But he was right about what was going to happen, how things would unfold, what he thought they'd do with rates, a small cut, and then maybe try to go back. It's all happening. So I don't know who's more accurate, Dent or Schiff, but it doesn't matter because they're more generally accurate in a whole other universe than the other people. I mean, like a Ron Paul is more accurate by light years than the competition. So we're going to be talking to him about all these huge developments, where he sees the economy going now, really how bad is it? Because they've been saying everything's fine for years when it's been going in the crapper. And the water's rising. We're like one of the highest islands, but still, it's rising. Some countries are underwater. What does he think's coming next? We're going to talk to Peter Schiff here in just a moment from Europac.com. No stranger to this show or pretty much anybody out there, so there's no need to go over his bio for you, but he has billions under management. His father's a very famous political prisoner who died last year. Very, very sad. But before we go any further, super male vitality is just known concentrated herbs that basically, from Dr. Group's research, all I know is it works, blocks a lot of the estrogen mimickers and just stimulates your natural glands. It doesn't stimulate testosterone or other things. It just stimulates your glands. That's why I've lost so much weight. I've gotten so healthy. It's just amazing with this and the other products at InfoWarsLife.com. Here's the problem. It will be sold out at current sales rates by tomorrow. So the special ends now. 20% off is now over. It'll be sold out, guaranteed, in the next few days, even though I've raised the price back up to normal. I'm a capitalist. And we need the funding to operate. I'm not ashamed of that. Super female, 20% off, is still there because we've got a decent supply of that, at least a few weeks. Super male could be out for months because these are wet herbs. They're cold pressed. They're very hard to source. Believe me, we'd rather just have stuff in stock all the time. It is available at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, Androplex is selling out. You'll have to sign up for AutoShip. You get 10% off. We're holding some back for folks that are in AutoShip because once you have AutoShip, you can't ever sell out. So now we have to always hold back whatever amount of people are signed up for something on AutoShip. So by tomorrow, the only way to get Anthroplex will be via AutoShip. You'll still get 10% off. It's similar to Supermail, but has some different factors, and it's kind of a base for the Supermail or Superfemale. Also, the big liver cleanse, we have informational videos about it, with the Oxy powder and the apple cider vinegar that we don't sell. You take that for a week. We have the formula up there, and just most people, I'd say 99%, you've seen the 4.8-star reviews, have explosive results. When I say explosive, I mean there's a lot of stuff in the gallbladder and the liver. Boy, did it work for me, Leanne McAdoo and others. Rob Dew lost 12 pounds of detritus that was in him. Check out the informational videos, InfoWarsLife.com. It's been out of stock for 2 months, and it's back. And check out the Advanced Liver Cleanse as well. Now, Peter Schiff, one of the most accurate people in my 20 years on air. I mean, I remember in the last 15 years or so seeing him on CNBC and Fox Business and stuff, but very accurate, predicted a lot of things, went contrarian to the system, and he's been saying, hey, this is going to melt down, this isn't going to work, the QE, you know, he predicted that they would just do a small increase, he predicted when they would do it. He's made a lot of accurate predictions. He doesn't want to toot his horn, but I think it's important if he goes over those for new listeners, because so many new TV stations and radio stations are picking this up that may not watch the financial shows, and then what he predicted in the collapse now beginning to come true, and how bad he really thinks it is versus what they're saying. I have a lot of questions. I want to move quick with him. Europac.com. Peter, thank you for coming on with us.
Thanks, Alex.
Where do you want to start? I mean, there's just so much happening.
Yeah, you know, all the things that I've been talking about, both on your program and, you know, my own internet program, a Peter Schiff show, or whenever they will occasionally invite me on, conventional television. You know, all this stuff is now starting to happen. It's starting to unfold. The mainstream still doesn't understand. Right? They still think, oh, maybe the Fed made a mistake. Maybe they shouldn't have raised rates. That wasn't a mistake. The mistake was lowering them to zero in the first place. The minute they did that, they sealed our fate. It didn't matter when they raised rates. The minute they would do it, everything was going to fall apart. Because this was a phony recovery. It was a bubble. And the fact that they waited so long means that the bubble is that much bigger, which means it's that much more problematic when it pops. I think what we're staring at right now, unless the Fed quickly backtracks and cuts rates and does QE4, which I think they're going to do, they may even go negative, but I think we're going to have a worse financial crisis than the one we had in 2008. But if the Fed does what I think it's going to do to try to prevent that crisis, then they're actually going to usher in something much worse in the form of a dollar crisis, which is going to be much worse than just a general financial crisis.
They could finally kill the dollar, because the conventional wisdom is that we're the worst, we're the best house in a bad neighborhood. But at the same time, it's got to give someday, and it just can't go on forever. And it appears that's beginning to crack with all the big banks and the Royal Bank of Scotland and Soros saying, panic, it's over, everything's going to collapse. It almost makes me then ask, what do they think they're doing?
Well, they have no idea. But, you know, the only reason that the dollar has risen these past several years, although it's now falling so far in 2016, but the reason it rose is because everybody was convinced that what the Fed did actually worked, that we had a real recovery, and that the Fed was going to be able to raise rates. I knew all along that that wasn't true, and I actually thought the Federal Reserve was smart enough not to raise rates. But they proved me wrong on that because they were dumb enough to think that they can get away with a quarter point hike. I knew that wouldn't be the case, and now they've pricked their own bubble, and the air is coming out of it. And, you know, that's why you talk about gold. The only reason gold was falling was because people believed in this myth. Now that we're, you know, looking beneath behind the curtain, gold is off to its best annual start in the history of gold, right? Gold is now at about $1,230 an ounce, a little bit more. It was at $1,050 the day after the Fed raised rates. And, in fact, just yesterday, one of the biggest gold bears, this analyst over at ABN AMRO, she had a price target for gold in 2016 of 900. She just changed it yesterday from 900 to 1300. Now, that's a pretty big about face for a major bank. And the reason she said that she did this is her case for lower gold prices was based on the Fed raising rates. She now believes that the Fed's not going to raise rates at all in 2016. And so now she thinks gold's going to 1300.
What do you say to people like Dent, who's been, you know, really accurate on a lot of fronts, saying, look, it's going to end up going down because it's not even really a commodity. It's basically worthless. I disagree with him on some of those fronts, even though I know he's really smart, because it is a commodity. It is industrially used. It's seen culturally also as a hedge against inflation or emergency. Big governments, large populations, China, India, Mexico, are buying
it. Gold is anything but worthless. But forgetting about its role as a commodity, and it has a unique role, and it's been valued for its properties for thousands of years. But think about the environment we're in. Not only do we have 0% interest rates, but we have negative interest rates. And we have governments threatening to outlaw cash. They want to do away with the $100 bill or the 500 euro note.
That's the next place I was going. I mean, this will be all we have as a true barter currency. It'll force us back to a real currency. That was my next question. Right. I've never seen a push by the European Central Bank and by Larry Summers and by the big five banks to get rid of cash, to make us go all digital. What is that really about, Mr. Schiff?
Well, it's all about control. It's about a loss of financial privacy. It's about a loss of freedom. And it's about being able to debase the money. See, the problem with negative interest rates right now is, well, I'll just take my money out of the bank and put it in my mattress and I avoid the negative rate. Well, if they make that impossible, if it's, hey, either you put it in the bank or you don't have it, then it's stuck there, and then you can lose money with negative rates.
And it's also about them being able to do bail-ins or tax your money or basically nationalize it, which they've done in Europe over and over again. I mean, the big kahuna of tyranny we've always known is getting rid of cash, and right. Boy, they're sure pushing it.
And what about the underground economy? The underground economy is not going to go away if they take away cash. They're just going to have to find an alternative to cash. And what's the oldest alternative available? Gold.
That's
gold and
point.
Silver. I mean, what are people going to use? People are going to go back to real money, traditional money. This experiment in fiat money is blowing up all around us. And it's ironic that probably just before the greatest bull market in the history of gold, you had so much negativity. In fact, just about all the hedge funds at the end of last year were short gold. I mean, it was the first time in history that hedge funds were net short gold. Look at what these geniuses did. They were all short gold, below 1,100, and look where it is now. I mean, everything they bought
has gone
down.
So how bad did that hurt
them? And the one thing they shorted went up. Well, who knows? I mean, hedge funds are probably going to blow up. Look at the banks. They own these financials. The banks have been cut in half. A lot of these favorite high-flying tech stocks have been demolished. Everything they were buying is plunging. And the one thing they were shorting is what's going up. Gold is the number one.
Wow, I didn't think of that. Because, as you know, you talked about this a decade ago. Ron Paul's talked about it. So many folks have talked about the manipulation of the gold and silver markets. It's now come out they've been doing that. And so,
look at Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs is desperately trying to encourage everybody to short gold. They've been coming out several times. Not only are they telling people to sell gold, they're telling them to short it. They're saying it's going to
1,100. How long can they suppress it? How long can they suppress it?
Well, look, obviously not long. This whole fantasy is evaporating. It's falling apart before their eyes. They're desperate to try to do something. They want to talk the price down. But, you know, the truth is out. Sure. They raised interest rates now by a tiny little bit. And what do we have? The worst start in history of the stock market.
Of the Dow. Right. So, well, let me just add this. I haven't sold one piece of gold or silver that I've bought in 25 years. And my gut tells me stuff I bought at 300, I kept it when it went to 2000. It goes down to 1,000. I don't care. This whole paper fraud is garbage. The enemies of freedom lie about it constantly. And so I know it's there as an emergency backup. And it just comes down, and my gut tells me I did the right thing. But then I talk to people like Dent. To be fair, he didn't say it was worthless. He just said, you know, it's overvalued. He's right on so many things.
He's wrong on that because he somehow believes that it's all going to fall apart. The U.S. is going to collapse, and the dollar is somehow going to gain value in that environment. That makes no sense. That's like telling me that a corporation is about to go bankrupt, but I should buy shares in the company because the stock price is going to go up.
Well, it's the best house in a bad neighborhood, and so far been happening.
It's not the best house. It's actually the worst house. The only reason that people perceive it to be good is because it's been a self-fulfilling prophecy, and people have believed all
confidence
the hype.
Game. The guy that brought down Madoff says there's three bigger scams right now that he's investigating.
Yeah, well, you know, but we pierced the illusion. We pretended that we could raise interest rates. I said many times on your show, the Fed needed to talk about raising interest rates to pretend that they could do it, but not actually do it and prove that they couldn't. Well, we just raised interest rates a quarter point, and all hell is breaking loose. If you look at the banking sector, it hasn't been this stressed since
that's my next question. You're getting into all the technicals. You did call it just exactly the whole time with QE and what would happen. Tell us next. And I'm not disagreeing with you, but somebody like Dent says the U.S. is great, China is bad. China's going to hell in a handbasket. You a lot of times say China's better than the U.S. China set to ban all foreign media from publishing online. That's the Independent. China obviously has seen a third of its wealth go away. What do you see really going? Where are the best places to be? Where are the worst places? And what's the next shoe to drop?
Yeah, look, well, what does China produce? They produce all sorts of products that everybody in the world wants to consume. We have a huge trade deficit with China. It's not the other way around. All we produce is treasury bonds. We go into debt. We borrow money to buy the things that the Chinese economy is productive enough to create. So we're the country that's in a lot more trouble, not China. They're the ones that have been loaning us money. They're the ones who have been, you know, allowing us to have all the stuff that they produce. So I think that people who are worried about China are missing the bigger picture. China has problems, but our problems are much larger.
Sure, he thought China would be the detonator, but isn't the argument really the detonator? And I think he says this too, and you say this, is the QE unlimited?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, a lot of these hedge funds that were shorting gold or different hedge funds now are shorting the Chinese currency, the yuan, because they think it's going to collapse. But it's actually the dollar that's going to collapse, not the yuan.
Good God.
Because it's been the idea that we can raise interest rates that has supported the dollar.
Sure.
This is the biggest bubble the Federal Reserve has ever inflated. The U.S. economy is in worse shape than it's ever been. We doubled the national debt since the financial crisis.
You're not being negative. These are facts. So let me ask you this. Just as a father, you know, as a father talking to a father, okay, what do you really think is going to happen? I know it's not a prediction, but obviously, we have another Great Depression. People are going to kill each other. I mean, we're not as moral as we were. People were hardworking. They knew how to plant a garden. And still, 7 million people, major university studies show, died in association of malnutrition. or from illnesses from malnutrition. Basically, 7 million people died in a famine in the U.S. over that 10 years. It was you know, quietly dealt with. It was very, very sad. Europe, tens of millions. What is going to happen if we have a real depression here with this spoiled, rotten population? I mean, I am actually scared.
Well, this could be a lot worse, because during the Depression in America, we were still a relatively free, prosperous economy. We had lots of individual rights. Government was tiny. We had sound money. We were on the gold standard. And we have the benefit of falling prices. Everybody wants to talk about how bad deflation is. Look, deflation is great. You're unemployed and the cost of food is going down and your rent is going down and your utility bills are going down. That's all good news, right? Americans aren't going to be that fortunate this time, because we're going to see massive increases in consumer prices.
It's hell on earth. I mean, look, the Pentagon says it. The Ministry of Defense and their reports that we've covered say it, that when there's a financial meltdown, they say between 2016 and 2020, this was put out in 2007, London Guardian, go look it up, folks, they say it could be road warrior level, is one of the quotes in the Pentagon report. I mean, I don't know if it's going to get that bad, but the societal issue of all these spoiled, rotten brats that think everything is entitled to them under socialism, and a crazy like Bernie Sanders, I mean, is this not the perfect storm, sir? What do you think?
Oh yeah, this is the reason that the founding fathers detested democracy so much. They wanted to protect us from things like Bernie Sanders. But look, I don't know how bad it's going to get, but I don't want to find out, you know, holding dollars. I don't want to have my life savings, my retirement accounts in a currency that can be almost completely worthless in a worst case scenario. Even in a best case scenario, the dollar is going to lose the majority of its purchasing power. There's no way out of this.
Peter, stay there. I'm going to come back with one more segment and one more if you can. You probably got to go, but I want to really drill into this. Best case scenario, worst case scenario, and what you're doing. I mean, seriously, folks, I'm not exaggerating when I say I'm thinking about getting a farmhouse with an armored 20-foot wall, you know, and I mean, seriously, I mean, this is just out of control. If you study this and what the real experts say versus the media, this is dangerous. We'll be back.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop. Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Coming.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine.
I don't know, folks aren't calling Peter Schiff, myself, Ron Paul. Fearmongers anymore. I mean, you can't just print unlimited money and give it to the elites forever and not have it cause big problems. So in the 6 minutes we have, the next 5 minutes that Mr. Schiff's with us, I'm going to try to shut up here and let him break down where he thinks this is going, how bad it's going to get, what he's doing to protect himself, and what some of the other big hot spots are. And then the next segment, I want to briefly ask him about the campaigns, about the Pope weighing in on politics, where he sees all that going as well. But getting back to the head of Euro-specific capital, and also give folks that website and put that up on screen. Peter, continue where we left off.
You know, it's amazing how often history repeats, you know, even recent history, because the last financial crisis happened in the final year of Bush's second term. And the same thing is about to happen again. It's the final year of Obama's second term. And the bubble that the central banks have created during the Obama administration is much bigger than the one that we inflated during the Bush administration. And if you remember, in early 2008, in February 2008, all the experts were unanimous. Everything was great. The U.S. economy was in good shape. Nothing to worry about. And then a few months later, we had the financial crisis and, you know, all hell broke loose. And now the same thing is happening again because we didn't let the free market solve the problems that the Federal Reserve created. We now have exacerbated all those problems. We now have an even bigger economic crisis around the corner. And the same experts who were oblivious before are still telling us that everything is fine. There's nothing to worry about. In fact, the Fed was so convinced we were in such great shape that they actually raised interest rates in December. And everybody applauded. Everybody said, oh, this is fantastic. This proves that the crisis is over. Well, we're about to launch this crisis into a whole new gear. What you saw in 2008 was a Sunday school picnic compared to what's coming up right now. And I think what we're going to have this time again is a currency crisis, because I don't think they're going to let it get to a repeat of 2008 in this election year. I think they're getting ready to pull out the stops with 0%, maybe negative rates, QE4. Who knows what these guys are going to do, but it's going to destroy the value of the dollar. Hopefully it won't be a worst case scenario, which is hyperinflation, where the currency is completely worthless. Hopefully they figure out their mistakes before we go that far down the line. But don't wait. You know, don't wait to find out how much value the dollar loses. You need to get rid of your dollars now. That's what we're doing with our clients. We're still buying lots of gold. Gold stocks are extremely cheap. If people really want to try to hit the home run here, you know, there's a lot of 10 baggers, 20 baggers in the gold mining space, even though a lot of these stocks are up 50, 100, 150% since mid-January. Since mid-January, you've got some stocks that have tripled, but there's still so much more to go. A lot of these stocks are still down 70, 80% from where they were a few years ago, but I think the momentum is there in these stocks, also in physical gold. And the markets I like the best, New Zealand, Singapore, Switzerland, there's a lot of value there because the dollar is still overpriced because people haven't figured out what's around the corner yet. So there's still plenty of time for people to protect themselves and, you know, work with me at Euro Pacific Capital to get these diversified foreign portfolios, or work with me at Shift Gold to get physical gold before it blows through 1,300. Because once it goes through there, you know, there's not that much resistance until we get back near the old highs around 1,900.
Well, Peter, expanding on that, when I have Den on, he says, hey, all the gold in the world goes in an Olympic swimming pool. That's not what you're going to base a currency on. Well, that sounds like it's what you do base it on, because it's scarce.
Exactly.
Plus, it's industrial. Plus, once the market's been so bad for 4 years or whatever, everybody's getting out of gold at the production level. That means then you can't ramp production back up for a long time. Once gold goes back up, to me, it seems like the biggest potential home run there is, or grand slam.
Oh, but absolutely. You better get your piece of that swimming pool while you can, because the fact that it's scarce is one of the reasons it's so valuable. And yes, can we base the world's monetary system on gold at $1,230 an ounce? No, we can't. But at $10,000 an ounce, at $20,000 an ounce, obviously there's a price that's going to
that's
work.
That's right. Stay there. And Davos talks about having a global SDR partially gold-backed. We'll be right back in 70 seconds with Peter Schiff. And then
thank
we've
you
got so much more coming up, folks. So much more on the campaign trail, South Carolina.
.com today.